Good evening, everyone. So today I'll be giving the devotion on Fear Not and Turn Not Aside from 1 Samuel 12, 20 to 21. So I shall read for us first. 1 Samuel. So verse 20, and Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver. For they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. So what is the sin of the children of Israel? The sin was that of asking for a physical king to save them rather than trusting in God and finding their sufficiency in him. In the preceding verse 17, God wanted to show them their wickedness in asking for a king. The children of Israel were rejoicing over their earthly king and giving praises to God in the hope that he would accept it, but God was not pleased. God had delivered them from time and time again from their enemies, yet they were asking for an earthly king to save them rather than depending on God. So in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 19 to 20, the people asked for a king who could fight for their battles, yet God was the one who fought for Israel. Having God as the leader of battle is not incompatible with having a human king who guides Israel in warfare, as long as that human king trusts in the Lord for their victory. But that is not the kind of king that Israel wanted. They wanted a king who could boast in his own might, in the size of his army, in his own glory, like the rest of the pagan nations around them. Samuel warned them that having such a king would not be good for the nation. But they ignored him and they demanded the wrong kind of king anyway. So the Lord responded by telling Samuel to listen to the people and to appoint a king for themselves. But as we will see, even though the people got the kind of king they wanted, it led to much strife in Israel. So sometimes God manifests his judgment by allowing people to have what they wanted, even if what they want is not good. So God showed his displeasure through Samuel. Samuel called unto the Lord, who sent lightning and thunder and rain during the wheat harvest season. Wheat harvest season is known for clear skies, and having lightning, thunder, and rain was nothing short of supernatural. This was never seen or heard before. Natural phenomenon can have terrible effects. The roar of thunder can be frightening, and lightning can strike and cause death and damage. The children of Israel knew that they had done evil and sinned against God by asking for a king. God is all-powerful and has control over natural phenomena, whereas the earthly king is finite and weak and powerless in comparison. So the children of Israel greatly feared God on witnessing this supernatural phenomenon and were afraid that they may be struck dead, and asked Samuel to pray for them. So you may wonder, despite the sin, Samuel actually said, fear not. He did not say, be in fear because you have done all this wickedness. The supernatural terror is not meant to frighten them from God, but rather to lead them to God. Samuel exhorted and encouraged them to fear not, even though they have done this great wickedness against God. God will frown upon and rebuke his people when they sin, but yet he will not forsake them for his own name's sake. Our God is merciful. A merciful God will not forsake us even though we sin. We acknowledge our sins and turn to him and serve him. It is for his own name's sake that we are not forsaken and not by any merit of ours. In verse 20, we also told not to turn aside. The Israelites were told not to turn aside. Samuel encouraged the children to not swerve from the path of following after God, but to serve him faithfully and with all their heart. They should not go after vain things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are vain. They were cautioned against idolatry and not to follow after vain things which cannot profit or deliver. If we turn aside from God, whatever we turn to will be a vain thing and can never answer our expectations and deceive us. They are like a broken reed and broken cistern. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, we are also reminded that an idol is nothing in this world and there's none other but God. And we are reminded to only fear the Lord and serve him in truth in all your heart, for consider how great things he has done for us. So this fear of God is not slavish fear, but more rather filial fear. We are exhorted to serve him wholeheartedly, to consider great things God has done for us. We are to serve in gratitude. And what we know now also is that from this lesson in 1 Samuel, We are often like the children of Israel in sinning and going after strange, vain things, such as our career, pleasures, sports, or education. Even as we are still in the beginning of 2024, it is prudent for us to be reminded of the gospel message in 1 Samuel and to start on the right footing. Even though we sin and dishonor God like the children of Israel, God is a merciful God, and we need not fear and turn aside from Him, and not to seek after the various idols in our life. We should rather, this fear of God should rather turn us to Him, for God is a great God, and God will not forsake His giver for His own namesake. This should make us humble and joyful. Humble because our worth and merit is not the foundation of our salvation. It's rather because of God's grace. We are supposed to be joyful because God will not forsake us despite our sins. But also, we also warn in verse 25 that should we persist in our sin, we will suffer the consequences. As in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 25, it says that, "But if ye still shall do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king." Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this lesson from 1 Samuel that reminds us, Lord, of our sins and our weakness, Lord. Even though the children of Israel sinned against you, but yet, Lord, you did not forsake them, not because of any merit of theirs, but more because of your own namesake. Help us, even as we are still at the beginning of this new year, to also to seek after you, to serve you, and to know that despite our sins, if we come back to thee, you will not forsake us, Lord. Be with us even as you continue with this prayer meeting, Lord. All this I pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.